like honeys. I like her forever. A big buckle my bow.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, welcome to another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. The Brooklyn-based Afrobeat ensemble called Antibalas is celebrating 20 years of playing West African-style funk with New York attitude, and they're celebrating by releasing their eighth album. It's called Foo Chronicles, and it brings 11 members of the ensemble to our now very crowded studio, and it's a pleasure to welcome back Martine Perna, the baritone sax player who you founded this group, got to be over 20 years ago now, right?
Hey, John, thanks for having us.
Yeah. So Foo Chronicles is kind of a history lesson, isn't it?
It is a history lesson. It is songs, I'd like Amaya to speak on that, but it's definitely stuff that has been seasoning and fermenting like wine in a cask that's finally ready to pop that bottle and share with the world.
Duke Amaio is Antibalas' lead singer and keyboard player. And so, Duke, set up for us, if you will. I mean, normally we have three kind of short songs. You guys are going to do two songs and really stretch out, because that's how this music needs to be,
yes,
needs to be heard. The first piece, called Fight I'm Finish, is like, it's a song in three rounds, like
exactly.
a boxing match.
Exactly. Like an amateur fight, like the one that you have with yourself when you wake up in the morning. Should I get up? Or should I stay in bed? You know, like, right brain, left brain, you know.
Right.
So it kind of expands into.
And the idea of fighting, of martial arts, I mean, this band actually literally started in your Kung Fu dojo in Brooklyn, right?
Correct, yeah, in Williamsburg. In Williams, pre-gentrified Williamsburg days.
So old school, yeah. Brooklyn. Before Brooklyn was a brand.
Exactly.
Back
before
when it was
Brooklyn became Dubai.
All right, so this is a piece called Fight I'm Finish. It's on the new record called Foo Chronicles. Let's hear a live performance. This is the band Antibalas.
Ready to rumble, Don't, don't. You must address the room. No, oh no.
No, oh no.
Fight and Finish is the name of the song. Antiballis is the name of the band, and you'll find it on their new album called Foo Chronicles, eighth LP from the Brooklyn-based Afrobeat band. You've met Martin Perna before, playing the sax, Duca Mayo on vocals and keyboards. Let me introduce you to the rest of the band. Lynn Ligamari playing on tenor sax. The two trumpeters are Jordan McLean and Jackie Coleman. The rhythm section, Rinaldo de Jesus playing congas, Marcus Farrar playing the shekere, and behind our drum kit in the corner is Kevin Raska. On guitars, we have Marcos Garcia and Timothy James, and on bass, Justin Kimmel. So, Duke fanning himself over there in the studio, having worked up a sweat.
Yes.
Three rounds of song singing already. Tell me how you came to America to found a dojo and then find yourself fronting a band.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, dreams that you follow a dream, you know.
And yeah.
I was young and I was my dream was sparked during Festac in Lagos, Nigeria. So I followed the groove, you know, mm-hmm. those guys that came, all the, you know, the people from all the African diaspora, musicians and artists and dancers that came to Lagos. I wanted more of that. But I didn't know how to get that. So, well, let me start from, you know, the United States of America, you know. So I ended up in New York and the rest is history. But, you know, the thing is, I was studying martial arts in Nigeria before I came.
Okay.
So it was always like in the back of my mind, I need to find a place to kind of ground myself in martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere I came, or at least everywhere that I went to, or the schools that I went to, I would seek out martial arts. And then I would register myself in there. And that was always part of my, you know.
Do you find there's a kind of a common ground between music and the martial arts?
Yes. As a matter of fact, every walk of life shares a common ground with Kung Fu, because Kung Fu is about excellence in all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you find yourself, you know, try to use Kung Fu as part of your ritual, you know, to
not just a physical practice then,
no,
but a mental one.
Mental.
Yeah. And Martine, did you first meet Amayo because you wanted to learn Kung Fu? I mean, how did the band end up there?
I had lived in Williamsburg since 94, and Gabe Roth, who was one of my college roommates and best friends, head of Daptone Records. We lived down the block from each other, and we went out for a Sunday walk and decided to pass by this dojo that we had seen, a fashion show that had Nigerian drummers. I'm like, wow, you know, Auntie Balas was off the ground. We were doing a gig coming up in the neighborhood. And we're just like, oh, let's go see if that guy's around. Give him a heads up. Check out the space, you know. And when we got there, he and another friend, Ogugwa Iwelu, were, you know, it was open. And we were listening to Fela. And, you know, we just started talking. And then Amayo came around to the show, a couple shows. And then we had a show way back at the Cooler, rest in peace, on 14th Street, where a percussionist dipped. And I was like, called Amayo. I was like, you've seen this a couple times. You think you want to sit in and rock with us? You know, hold
down some
percussion?
Did you know he could play?
No. I mean, I know he had a musical background, but he wasn't currently actively in some bands. But it was like Shaker Ray. It wasn't a lead role. And then we had all these instrumentals, and started writing some really beautiful vocal melodies and stuff to them. And it was a very, very organic process.
All right. Now, you mentioned Fela, who, of course, is the late, great Nigerian band leader, Fela Kuti. Mm. And whose music was important not just for starting the whole Afrobeat thing, but also, Duke, it was very political, a very socially conscious music,
yeah.
And made a lot of statements. And
yeah.
That's something that, you know, Martine seems to have had in mind for this band from the beginning, but
yeah.
Which you have made explicit in a lot
of
your
like
songwriting.
I lived around it. It was like literally a block from my house. So you are either ostracized, grounded, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, casted out if you go to Fela's club. So his club was open air. It's now the Computer Village, incidentally. But that was my neighborhood. At least that's my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
So I was always around that, but did not experience it from the inside. So it was kind of nice to now be on the inside of it, to now experience it from a writing perspective. So I was always observing from a listener, a participator, a dancer, and mm-hmm. martial artist, because it was martial arts. Like when I go see Fela, I saw him as my Sifu. Like, so everyone else was watching Fela, but I was looking at my Sifu. So I had a different kind of mindset then. So I was, you know, it was important for me to combine that kind of lifestyle with everything I did. So, mm-hmm. you know, it was a natural, you know, when music came, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So he was your teacher,
yes.
In Lagos.
In Lagos, yeah. Like in terms of like.
But then
how
you
I
became the Sifu. You had to go to New York.
Yeah, exactly.
You had to cross an ocean and go to another country.
Yeah. That's another story, actually, you know, so.
All right. So this new record, Martine, I mentioned Fu Chronicles is the name of it. And it kind of looks back to those earliest days of you guys getting together in the dojo. It would be an easy question and probably a boring answer to say what has changed since then, because everything in Williamsburg is different. What hasn't changed? What's constant? What remains?
The pollution.
Street names.
Keep it real. Yeah. Got to keep it 100. The traffic. The waterfront is still there, although you can't see it. I think there's definitely a spirit there's schools like we, Amayo, myself, a couple of other older members taught at a beautiful school called El Puente Academy for Peace and Justice. That's evolved. That's still there. We see a lot of people, students that are now like
are
taller than me, have mustaches and babies, and you know, that I knew when they were 14. So there's still, you know, it's not like everybody left.
Right.
And you know, after spending a couple years outside of that neighborhood, Amayo is back on the same street, four blocks away from where Gabe and I lived when we met, like 20 years ago.
There's probably maybe like three, maybe four of us left in that area. People that were there when we were all there. They're still there. We're like the holdouts, you know.
But is the dojo still there?
Mm. There's no dojo there. That place is now a grocery store.
Okay. Yeah, the building got destroyed and then rebuilt.
Yeah, the building got built up. But there's another spot, just another block down, that I do my kung fu now, you know. So I'm back.
You're basically still teaching.
I just started again. So I'm back there, you know. It's called Overthrow Brooklyn. You know, it's like a nice gym. You know, you go in there, you punch away, punch away and sweat.
Right. Well, that was, although Fela may not have used those exact techniques, he was all about overthrowing, you know, upsetting the natural order of things.
Yeah.
A lot of your singing is in Nigerian English, Nigerian Standard English,
broken English, Yoruba,
and Pidgin,
Edo.
Yeah,
I'm starting to bring other languages and, you know, like a house, a little bit of Hausa in it now, you know. So I'm trying to, like, you know, express what Nigeria was supposed to be, like one nation under a flag, right?
Right.
You know, made up of all this. So I'm figuring out like how to sing about our unity, because there's a huge divide going on. Like, it's happening here, it's happening everywhere, you know. So it's kind of like, it has all this, you know, deeper meanings to, like, you know, engaging my Nigerian youth, you know, because it's an important time, you know, for them to be fully engaged.
Well, now the title of the next song, Amenawan, what language is that?
That's Edo.
That's Edo.
Yeah,
and
where I'm from, yeah.
And that was your mom's middle name, right?
Yes, yeah.
And if we look at the cover of Foo Chronicles, the new album by Antibalas, who is that on the cover?
It looks like my mom. And it's a lookalike of my mom, you know. I didn't want to make it too specific. I wanted to kind of like represent mothers, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, she's like, you know, live with a lady, you know.
Uh-huh. And what is Foo? What does Foo mean?
It's an acronym for Foo Orchestra. It's, you know, like my... my other project, which is, you know, it's like bubble up and write song, and it's end up here in Antibalas. So Foo Orchestra, I mean, most of the members of Antibalas, the old members, have all played and has all been participant in my experimentation of where Kung Fu meets Afrobeat. So
yeah,
this is like
Similar to the way Martine, so many of Antibalas and the Dap Kings have overlapped over the years.
You know, it's
so
a Parliament Funkadelic kind of a thing.
Big,
you know,
community.
Different projects that are like the same musicians, but have a kind of an aesthetic bent that makes one distinctly different from the others, even though there's a lot of the same talent and spirit on there. So it's exciting. I mean, 20 years ago, I remember recruiting people for the first version, you know, what became the Dap Kings, and it was really hard. And now, 20 years later, there's musicians coming from all over the world, like, beating down our collective doors, like, we want to be in your band, you know, when, like, 20 years ago, it was like, wow, who wants to play funk, you know, or art the kind of funk that we want to play, or Afrobeat, and it was very few people. So it's exciting that there's a community, and there's so much work, and then bands inspired by us or going deeper into the roots that are happening.
That's when you know you're getting old, when the next generation comes along and they tell you, yeah, I've been listening to you since I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reality check.
You never get used to that. The band is Antibalas, and they are here with us in the studio today. They have two gigs here in New York, and appropriately, they're in Brooklyn, March 20th and March 21st at Brooklyn Bowl. Part of their tour around the country, but right now they're here in the studio and they're going to play this piece for us called Amenawan.
Ashiri duo,
Spiritual. Oh yeah. We'll be right back.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen, amen. May the water to God bring home. Not pass it by. Amen, amen, amen. Not pass it by. Amen, amen, amen. Ready. Amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen.
Once again, the band Antibalas performing live here in our studio in a song called Amenawan, which you will find on their brand new album called Foo Chronicles. And before you guys head off on tour, I mean, was the making of this record, Martine, a little exercise in nostalgia for you, looking back over 20 years? And
it was in a lot of ways. So we, the past three records we made came out on Daptone, but the last one we released, we didn't record there. So this was the first time we were back at the Daptone House of Soul in Bushwick, which is still around, which was built around 2002, 2003, basically when we lost the Miles Dojo. That was the next home of Daptone, because that was also the home of the first Daptone
records. Oh, so the record label was actually in the Dojo,
yeah.
Too.
No, basement, yeah. Yeah.
A bunch of Sharon's first record was made there.
Sharon Jones and the
Dapkings,
yeah.
Yeah, so all Gabe's equipment, the control room was in the basement. We were the first band to record in that studio. We made Who Is This America? Then we made a couple other things. But we hadn't been back there in 6 years. And what was beautiful was that all family came through.
Now, see, when I asked you before, what stayed the same?
And the furniture
people.
Stayed
yeah,
the same.
A lot of the people. Yeah.
You know, the furniture
yeah,
that's
stayed the same. Yeah, it's still
the furniture
like,
we used at the Afro spot. And I had this runway because I used to do fashion shows. So my runway is now the control room platform. And,
yeah,
you know, so we kind of, you know, we stripped that studio.
Yeah.
And took all the tools and materials and built the Daptone studio in Bushwick. You know? So it was like a...
There's a hat rack. The rack right by the door that's covered in like 100 forgotten coats that belonged to my mother. Rest in peace. And I grew up with that in my house. So at a certain point, I got to get that back. Yeah. But that's definitely one of the things that stayed the same, and that's a locus. You know, a lot of,
right.
Fortunately, people have been able to weather the sort of economic storm, and there's enough family, both, you know, current Antibalas and extended family that are here. And, you know, New York is still the people. The buildings look different. The blocks look different. But, you know, as long as the good people stay around, the city's worth it, you know?
Says the man who just moved to Berkeley.
Hey, hey, you
we're
know.
Still here. And you know what?
I gotta
say, though, like, those of us who've stayed here, I've figured out, like, you know, like, it used to be where I will always point at them, right?
Yeah.
You know, now it's almost like, it's kind of interesting now to kind of flip it. So I'm creating new businesses to remind this new gentrifier that we were here before. So some of us that are still, you know, we're kind of creating this little small pocket. So, you know.
Well, and I think that
stays the same, you know,
right?
You know?
So, and I think that, in all seriousness, I think that Martine is right, that, you know, at the end of the day, this is like a community, you know, and Antibalas has been part of a larger community that continues to do incredibly good work, and it's gone beyond our little borough of Brooklyn, and you guys are all over the country the next couple of months. Antibalas will be back in Brooklyn at Brooklyn Bowl on March 20th and 21st. Foo Chronicles is a new record. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. It's great to see you all again.
Thank you. It's
a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
It's flower. Thank you.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.